Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday night at supper time, the 21st of November, 1970. 21st of November, 1970. This is his visit with Cookie and Franklin at supper time. They came up to report they're putting in the well, putting the pipe in, putting the pump into the well. This Saturday night, 21st of November, 1970, and he sold three horses. This beginning of Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie, this Saturday night, the 21st of November, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin at supper time, this Saturday night, the 21st of November, 1970, at supper time. Channel 2 Right, and the visit with Cookie, this Saturday night, at supper time, the 21st of November, 1970.
I have to have a cup of coffee for the meeting.
Well, you look like you had a day of it.
I've had a full day of it.
Well, sit a minute and get your breath.
You know, I haven't stopped either.
I haven't either. I was just saying that.
I haven't quit since about 6:30 this morning. But you know, I'm not as tired as if I'd been at that station for 8 hours. I ain't been there very much today. I've been out mingling with people.
Yeah.
I get my fire.
You know, I had to go to Ocala yesterday morning. And I went the old route through Redding.
Yeah.
And you know, it was great relief not have to get out on that 301, that superhighway, and just sit there with nothing in front of you except the road.
No traffic on that highway now, are there?
I don't know.
I mean, Reddick.
Yeah.
That was the old highway.
Just local traffic.
Just local traffic.
Yeah. Right restful to travel to get off that old 301.
Well, I'm about ready to pour you some coffee here, can you?
Where's my cup?
Your cup?
I don't use a cup. Yes, I do.
Here's one.
You covered some territory. You were in this morning in the
station.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, not all morning.
No, Frank was there.
Well, Frank held it down, didn't
Frank
he?
Held it. I went horse trading.
That's right.
I went horse trading.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir.
I hadn't even had a chance to see him since I got back.
No, I
sold three horses today.
Three.
Traded three horses.
You mean you got three less horses now?
I've got three less horses.
Now this is not a prospect. This is already done.
It's already done. I've got the evidence out in the truck and in my pocket.
Oh really? Oh, you mean you got a little boot?
Oh yeah.
Anytime you can trade and get a little boot too, you.
What'd you
traded for a brand new set of harness.
What kind of harness?
Tug harness, about like what I got.
Oh, you mean for the big horses?
For the big horses.
Well, where in the world did you find anything like that?
I caught a man asleep. He didn't know what he had.
Oh, that was it.
He didn't know what he had. It was laying there in a pile. When I saw them 2-inch tugs that had never been stretched by a pair of horses, I said, "Buddy, you've done lost your harness." And he made me the offer. And I took him up so quick, he didn't have time to back out.
Why, Cookie?
I jumped three horses off of that truck, and now.
Who'd you jump off?
Nancy, Fancy, and Tony.
Well, I'll be down. You let Tony go.
Yeah.
He got injured.
He got hurt some way. He couldn't hardly get in the trailer this morning, guy.
Well, what hurt him?
One of them big horses. Had to. That's all could have hurt him.
A little man wouldn't hurt him.
No. Uh-uh. Had to be. It had to be one of them big horses hurt him.
Rowdy doesn't bother him.
So, this is Tiffany's hind part. She couldn't hardly get in that trailer.
Yeah, whatever it is, it won't last.
Well, anyway, I didn't want to take a chance on it. He could be string halted the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But I traded for them harness, bridles, two sets of lines, two collars, good leather collar.
That's costly. You gotta buy them.
Yeah. And some other odds and ends of leather straps piled up in a pile.
Yeah.
And you got three $20 bills.
Say, I don't have it full.
I know it. I'm just sitting there. Put me down.
You did?
I got $320 bills.
And all that harness.
All that harness.
Why, those horses nice, Nancy and her colt, but they wasn't worth much. I mean, you know, it's worth
what good did that? What use have I got?
Come on, sit down and sit there.
When little man will ride them. And stud will ride them just as long as they want to ride. All of my family.
Oh, yes. Well, you didn't have a need at all for Nancy and...
Not at all. No. Uh-uh. Definitely not. And then there's a little girl down at Fort McCoy. Her daddy's not able to buy her a pony. And she wants a pony. She's 9 years old. And you know them little spotted ponies?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to load one of them little spotted ponies and give it to her for Christmas.
And what?
And give it to her for Christmas.
I'm going
to
give it to her for Christmas.
Why, Cookie?
She loves horses. She's a horse lover.
Well, that might be just the best thing you could do.
I don't know of anything better to do. You can't get but about $12, $15 out of a pony. Say, you open it. My hands are dirty.
Okay.
But I'm going to give her that pony for Christmas.
Well, won't you have to give her both of them?
No, I'm just going to give her one of them.
You can't separate them.
Yeah, I will. It's one of Dottie's neighbors down in Fort McCoy.
I get paid.
I saw him up there in the station the other day. Dottie and her sister and her mother. They had to bring her sister back to the hospital.
Well, they're as cute little ponies as I ever saw.
But they're just, I ain't got no use for them.
No. No,
they're just a burning enough feed for nothing.
Yeah.
They've been on your hands a good while, could you?
Yeah, too long. I'm not even with them.
6 years.
What?
We had Nancy since
she was about. I had Nancy 6 years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, she's a member of the family, could
you? Well, she used to be. She's not no more.
Well, she was the cutest thing kicking her feet up in that cart.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. You won't have anything prettier than that in a long time.
But you just didn't use her.
No, it's been over a year since she's been even had a bride along.
Yeah, there's too much going on.
So well, that's that antique ball mason jar you got there.
Yeah.
Antique.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good day's work.
That's a good day's work. It sure is. Well, now that takes a little pressure off, don't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're the least valuable ones. I mean, you can dispense with them a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could have got, if I'd asked it, I could have got $200 for Little Man.
But you can't move him.
I wouldn't price him. I wouldn't price him.
Yeah.
They just offered $60 for stud.
Yeah, they just offered me $60 for him. I said,
oh,
late.
Well, they just starting low.
I told him, I said, I don't have to sell mine.
Mm-hmm. That's a fine position to be in, not to have to sell.
I told him, I said, I don't have to sell mine.
Still eat.
But I said, you needed some ponies, some little horses, for little kids to ride. I've got what you need and what you want. Now you make me an offer. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I've got that harness in there and I have no use for it. I don't know what it is. I've never unstrung it out to see what I've got. I'll give you the harness and $60 for the three. I said, let me go look at the harness. I walked in the door. I looked around over it. I said, start counting out your money and I'll unload the horses.
That's the way to trade and not haggle.
Just that quick.
Yes.
How long was I going from the station?
I don't know.
I was back at the station, Frank, before. Way before 11 o'clock, it was 10:30 when I come back to the station, and it was 15 after 9 when I got to the station. And we drank a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Out there?
No, at the station.
Yeah.
Frank went and got us a cup of coffee. We drank a cup of coffee. Then I got in the truck and drove on the way out to the Highway Patrol Station and then back 34th Street there to his place.
What's he got back there?
He's got, got a big barn and
riding place.
Yeah.
How'd you run into him?
Our good friend told me about him. Helper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
I called him up. He wasn't there. And the lady asked me who it was calling, and I told him. She said, are you the one that has the horses for sale? I said, I don't know whether I'm the one or not, but I've got some for sale.
Yeah.
Well, they said, we were going to call a man that had a sign up on a bay service station. I said, you're talking to the man right now, but I've got some. See, Frank made a sign put up on the station.
Yes.
And they was going to call me, see.
Because
They went by there and saw the sign. But they just hadn't got around to it.
Yeah. And then Helson told you about them.
Yeah.
And you didn't waste any time?
Well, of course, I got on the telephone. And I went to talking.
As soon as you heard about them?
Yeah. I called him. He wasn't in. But she told me, and then he kept. When he came back in, well, he called me, see. I told him what I had and what I wanted for it. Now, he told me what he had, but he didn't quote no price. But I know that harness would cost at least $200. At least, if you're to buy it now.
Cookie, the harness is just out of reach.
And these is new, the big, wide thick tugs, you know, metal hames. And the bridles don't look like they've ever been on a horse's head. I ain't joking you. Blind bridles.
And the leather's in good shape.
Yes, sir.
Just dirty.
A little dirty where it's laying around on the floor and collected dust. Needs to be cleaned up and oiled. I got two sets of lines.
Two sets?
Two sets. Two complete set of lines. I think I just better get rid of that station and start trading.
Have more fun.
Well, if you could get out of it a couple of days a week, that would keep you trading. Cookie, he just run into the stuff. He didn't buy it himself.
Probably not. Probably not.
He didn't tell you where he got it.
No.
Because once you get in the business sort of things, just, you know, you find out about things. He picked it up thinking...
He might have thought it was something else, and it happened to be the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But I got it out there in the back of the truck now.
We ought to have a place in one of these sheds there, where you can protect that stuff. You know, just put it up out of the way of the weather. You got a place over yonder?
I have an Hawthorne at home.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Y'all got that big shop there, garage.
Yeah, but you use all that space. This doesn't take much space if you got a rack for it. Or
we hang right up against the wall.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of these days you'll find somebody who needs one of them.
I'll get about $200 out of them. You watch me.
And you just need one, so you just need one.
You got four sets now.
See, I still got the pony cart and the pony harness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't mention that to him this morning. You don't bring up extra things. That complicates it. You want to just trade on what you see and
this what I'm looking at.
Yeah. And get through with it.
Just like the Volkswagen, it had the hole in the back seat. I don't want to complicate things.
Yeah.
And I bought another Volkswagen body. 64 bus.
If I could just get on top. If I could just get on top, how easy would it be for me to float?
Yeah. Yeah, once you got
your wings. Huh? The guy with that truck.
I don't care whether it looks at it or not. I don't have to sell it.
Sell what?
Them fellas begging me for my truck.
You can't let that go now. You need it to. You don't have anything that takes place, do you?
No.
Oh, you mean your friend over there? He got a truck this afternoon.
Over there
at the trailer this afternoon. Well, not over there. He don't need a truck.
Fell up here in McNopas, one's begging me for it.
Oh.
You know, they opened up that new station there on the corner?
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Bennett? Yeah.
And he's hurting for a little transportation.
He's hurting for a service truck. And he got a 64 Oldsmobile. And he didn't want to trade for a truck.
Oh, that's why you said you could get one like mine.
And if he's got enough money, he can trade. That's $6.95.
Oh, that much? I stopped there and he was out there and just talked to him a little bit. He said he aimed to have an old-fashioned service station there. I told him, I said, do you change tires and things like that? Some places I go to don't do that anymore. Oh, incidentally, if I can think of it, we better get a tire to go on that Ford tractor. At least have one around.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's 400, oh shoot, I looked at it.
19, isn't
it? Yeah.
400 by 19.
I think so.
Yeah.
We ought to have one around anyhow. Actually, I ought to put just two new tires on there. That's the far as going.
Yeah, there's holes in both of them.
Yeah, holes in both of them. There's no around here. It just depends on what you, if you would hit a stop or weed, it'd go through there.
Yeah, just hit it just right, it'll just keep right on going. It'll go right on through that tube because it won't stop it.
Okay. So actually, what we'll do is get put them both on automatic.
Ought to, if we can find them.
Well, they got the tubes. They ought to have the
tires. Ought to have the tires, yeah.
Town Tire got it. They didn't have it in stock. They got it. It didn't take them long. So I don't know where they get it. I guess they get it from their distributor. You know, when I got the tubes.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that Firestone would handle them things. They handle big tractor tires, I mean the big tires for the back.
Frank drove up in your truck a while ago and had on that wood kettle. And I asked him what happened.
That other thing, it took two men to come along to load it. It's too heavy.
So you just let it go?
I got my money back out of it, so I let it go rather than worry with it.
You didn't have any money in it?
I got $65 out of it.
Is that all?
I was glad to get that. Because me and Frank, we couldn't load it. We absolutely couldn't put it on that Ford truck.
Yeah.
Need some help with a come along.
Had to get up there and get up in a tree with a come along and pull that thing up.
Yeah.
And then worry about getting it put back down there, and it wasn't built right anyway. That as heavy as that thing was, it had four 3/8 bolts about that long held on that truck. It didn't have no stakes at all in it. Just set flat on top of the bed and had a 3/8 bolt in the back and a 3/8 bolt in front. Actually wasn't safe to haul anything in.
Whoever built that had a, hadn't built them.
No, they didn't know how to build one.
So you had to right quick build one.
I've been thinking about it for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Never did do it.
I've had the lumber for a long time to build it.
Yeah.
But I just never got to it. So, day before yesterday and yesterday, me and Frank got our heads together and built it.
Now you didn't use nails.
I bolted it.
Yeah. What size bolt?
Quarter inch.
Hell fine. Quarter inch, you know, as many as you put in something like that is I hold anything.
Oh yeah.
3/8 is sort of my standard around here. I just, you know, sort of just automatically buy 3/8. That's heavy, too heavy for most things.
Oh yeah. But I got this one built, guy. I built this one. It comes off in four pieces.
Yeah.
The two sides and the front and the back comes off separate.
Mm-hmm.
And one man can put it on and take it off.
Yeah. What'd you make it out of?
Just White pine.
White pine. Yeah. And it'll season and get lighter as it goes on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put some paint on it.
It ought to have a little something on it. Well, now, how are you standing on your pump, your well down there now?
I've got to bring a piece of inch pipe, a nipple, 4 inches long, and I've got to bring my, one of those little coping punches where you knock pipe out with where it broke off inside a concern. I've got to bring it down and take, bust it off a piece of pipe in the pump base.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take it out, put that piece of pipe in there, hook it up, prime it, and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the pump head on and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you made some progress down there then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In spite of my interruptions, I still make progress.
Did you have interruptions?
Yeah. Charles Hensley, that guy was down in that Chevrolet car.
Well, you didn't have to stop what you were doing.
Yeah, but anything you try to do, if you don't do it his way, it's wrong. So I just quit, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's got ideas.
He's got ideas. And if you don't do it his way, it's wrong. Well, Frank.
Well, how'd he get what's he doing over here?
Oh, he's just some friends. They're supposed to be friends of mine from down in Orlando. And they came up to see us, and we wasn't home, so he came down here.
I see. He just looked you up.
Yeah.
Yes. But you, Cookie, you're moving. You can't stop. You just can't afford to stop and start entertaining people.
I sent Frank over to get the pump head, you know, and I kept him over there where he could, I let Frank do the work, and I stayed over there. Kept him out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he was ready to visit.
Yeah.
Well, when I saw them there, I knew I didn't need to hang around. I was tired. We've been doing something all day. Jim was out here this morning, and we put a piece of pipe in there. He's wanting something to do, so he just let him go around there and wind and get some stuff put in.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great relief, to be relieved of some of that old plastic pipe. Yes, it's a great relief. And then we got cut off there, we got a hydrant out there.
Yeah.
Yes, with a little stand pipe, just stand pipe, you'll see it. And I can move that old tub over there. I won't have to. Oh well, it's right. It's an improvement.
You know that hot water tank that had the hole in it that was leaking?
Yeah.
I can take and cut that up and make a real nice watering trough out of it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
These ain't too big.
Yeah.
Well, take it and cut it out.
I ain't gonna cut it up very soon because that's galvanizing. Boy, that tears me up.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? What did it do?
Well, when you're cutting it with a torch, you know.
Yeah.
That galvanize when you heat it and melt it, it gives off a fumes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That just gives me the awful headache under the... I just want well galvanized if I can get out of it.
And there's no way you can get away from it. It's just there.
It's just there. And I just won't hardly weld it at all if I can get out of it.
Yeah.
Mr. Boyd.
He lived over there on the Junction Road.
Yes. Old man.
Somebody went in there and robbed him and put him into it. Long story.
Now I'm over.
I was going to the funeral. I didn't know they'd have it this afternoon. And I went over to Cross Creek, had to go there. And I don't think Margaret and them went either. They was in town. Saturday is a bad day.
Yeah.
People at work, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Robbed him and killed him.
Yeah. He's blind. Yeah.
People like it ain't got a bit of sense going doing people like it.
Well, guess I better go.
Yes, don't tarry.
I got to go. Got to go in, but Gaines gonna pick up some parts. Going home. See what the Wooden Orphans is doing.
Yeah.
And eat my breakfast.
Yeah. Well, all you've done, you haven't had a chance to telephone the lumberman.
Yeah.
He got some?
He's got some. But he wouldn't load, he won't load it Saturday afternoon.
You'd have to load it.
No, he won't sell it Saturday. He just does no business Saturday afternoon.
Well, he's changed.
Yeah. He's independent. He's made some money.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
He has.
Yeah, he's got about any kind of lumber you want up there.
He never had any money when I knew him. You talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never talked to him. His wife, you know, is always.
Yeah.
Well, that's they just. Hell, they didn't business 24 hours a day, you know. I can.
So Monday evening, I told him I'd be up on Monday evening.
I'm a restricted license.
I want a load of lumber. He passed his written test for his restricted license.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, gee, oh yeah.
First time.
Let's go around. Yes. Well, you know, if a fella like that couldn't pass that test, it'd be something wrong with the test. You know that.
But there ain't very many of them goes out there the first time and passes it.
In Atlanta, sorry, you missed over five. Again. Told four of them in front of me. That's a missed two.
Yeah.
If you miss over five on one sign, might as well take it over. Another $3.
Another trip.
Another trip. Can't take it that day.
No.
You gotta come back another day.
Make sure they get that $3. I'll make sure they got it one time.
I bet it don't happen often, but it make it the first time.
Well, we gotta go.
Yeah.
What you gonna do now? You want by the office?
Yeah. Before I forget it, I got an interview with the University of Florida Wednesday.
Physical you have to have?
None at all.
Just be able to walk.
Be able to get in there and work, that's all. No physical examination on that.
Well, where did the physical come in before? No.
I don't know.
where has the physical handicapped you before? On the insurance or something?
Yeah, insurance.
Hospitalization
and company insurance.
They're not concerned with that over there.
No.
Because you could take hospitalization or not over there.
It don't make it. Well, I ain't gonna take it because Helen's got it. See, it's useless for me to take it.
That's for the whole family.
Yeah, she got it for the whole family.
Yeah.
So it's useless for me to mess with. If I get the job, I'm gonna get the job now.
Well, you have to keep a hand in. How'd you find out about that?
Jack Stokes and Jack Lewis.
Jack Stokes and Jack Lewis.
Well, that's it. This half hour visit. Cookie came up to report. This is 500 Channel 2 Right. 500 Channel 2 Right. This Saturday, the 21st of November, 1970, supper time, three horses gone. This Saturday, the 21st of November, 1970, at supper time, and they've gone on, dark. And that's the end of the little visit with Cookie this Saturday night at supper time. He's putting in his well. He sold three horses and traded them. And now it's 505, Channel 2 Right. This visit with Cookie, he came up to report. Saturday at supper time, 21st of November, 1970.